MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Maud Medisa, Enterprise and Government Relations Executive at the ShopRite Group. Maud, appreciate the time. You've just concluded a small, medium, micro enterprise survey done with Worldwide Works and yourselves at ShopRite. What was perhaps some of the key findings that came from the survey?
Simon, just to maybe take a step back as well, we commissioned the report because we do realize that SMMEs are really vital for economic growth and job creation, especially in a country where we have the highest unemployment levels in the world. So our objective with this report was really to gain meaningful insights into how corporate South Africa can better support small businesses to overcome barriers, scale effectively, access new markets, and ultimately create more inclusive economy. And some of the key takeouts from this report was, just to give context, we surveyed around 800 enterprises that are currently operating and really dug deep into who are the SMMEs. What gender are they? Where do they live? What age are they? What are their educational backgrounds? So that we can also see which SMMEs are thriving and what type of profile are we looking for. The key takeout that I believe that is really quite critical is the critical need for targeted support for female entrepreneurs and improved access to markets and resources in underrepresented regions in the South African SMME sector.
You mentioned gender, and there was a 51% or so male-owned, but the women aren't being represented as they should. There are a lot that are joint-owned by men and women, but there's a lack of representation from female ownership.
So Simon, when you look at the startup, like the companies that employ 1 to 5 people, for instance, that bucket of SMMEs, actually women contribute 51.3% of that bracket. But as the businesses grow and employ more people, their turnover and their revenue obviously grows. When you're looking at the bucket where you are employing or businesses are employing 50 to 100 or to 200 people, that is where it actually significantly drops to 12.6% of women-owned businesses representation. So that actually tells us that women are starting businesses. It's obviously the scaling up, or there is some sort of barrier that obviously does not allow them to phase in into that growth phase, because in the beginning, they form part of, or their majority of part of what the SMME landscape contributes of. But when you look at the other end, they're not coming out as the majority of the owners in that space.
The other thing that really jumped out to me was age. There's a little bit in the sub 24, some more in the 25 to 34, but really it's the 35 to 64. And I mean, to be clear, I'm in those age groups, but I would have thought it was younger. It's not. These are experienced people, and maybe it's because they've been at the SMEE for a while, but the age surprised me.
I was also quite surprised, and I mentioned it this morning, that it really is surprising that there's a lot of, obviously, work that we're doing with youth-based programs that are targeted at entrepreneurship. But when we did the survey, we actually realized that people or business owners under the 34 age group bracket are about 6.8% of the SMMEs that we had surveyed, which was quite a bit surprising to me. But then if you look at the age group of 45 to 54 years of age, they form around 36% of the SMME landscape, which probably says people probably want to go try and get experience somewhere, and then obviously opt back to entrepreneurship. Could be maybe younger people are finding it more and more difficult to access funding because they do not have a track record of whatever it is that they need to in order for them to access the relevant funding, the relevant mentorship, the relevant business development support in order for them to obviously put down a proper business profile. So, I mean, if you look at the age gap of the 45 to 54 years old, you would then think maybe that's a matured person, probably been in business for long, but those are people that have obviously got some sort of track record to obviously base the funding decisions and the investment decisions on.
The other thing that struck me is these businesses have been around for a long time. You know, you categorized it up to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, and then plus 20 years. And it's kind of even, although the small group was the 1 to 5 years. That and the fact that they are very profitable. You know, what, some 40% are doing net margins over 20%. I mean, these are real numbers.
So those are real numbers, because what we also said was, I mean, if you look at when is the sweet spot that an SMME starts contributing effectively to the economy, like we want them to obviously develop that growth aspect that we're talking about and creating jobs, that would be mid-sized businesses. When we did our survey, it was about when you start employing more than 20 people in your organization and you're maintaining good margins, that's when you actually start maintaining a proper net profit after tax, which means obviously then you're contributing more towards the fiscus, you're contributing a lot more towards even job creation itself. So that's where the sweet spot, and that's why it's so pivotal for us to even support the smaller guys, the ones that are starting up, so that we can get them to that point where they actually can contribute to the economy effectively as we wish and as we should.
Yeah, absolutely. Not surprising, I suppose. Gauteng, Western Cape, almost two-thirds of SMEs come from those two regions. That in of itself isn't a surprise, but it does mean that the other regions are lacking. And truthfully, they need encouragement, perhaps even more, because they have less economic activity in the other regions overall.
True. If you look at the survey, the provinces that you mentioned, Gauteng and the Western Cape, that's about 66% rounded off of SMMEs that come from those areas. I mean, the rest of the seven actually need to share whatever's left of the pie. So I think it also begs to us and gets us to ask the question around infrastructure and work that we need to do around the under-resourced provinces, where, I mean, if you look at the Northern Cape, which only has around 1% of the national entrepreneurial activity. So in order for us to move together, we can't only focus on the heavily concentrated areas. We also need to just focus on the other ones that are under-resourced and what more interventions we can place in their spaces in order for them to give more chances of success.
The one, and as I'm reading through it, there wasn't direct questions around funding. Funding came up a bunch of times. Funding is important. And I think a lot of folks think that funding is all about that initial startup capital. But actually, it's often working capital. It's often around scaling the operations and getting to a 50, 100 and 200 sort of person operation. That remains difficult.
Funding is very important, Simon. The backbone of any business is cash flow.
Yeah.
When you speak around funding, people think it's really around getting an investor to come in and give you some startup funding or actually put money into the business. But what other innovative funding solutions that obviously we at the ShopRite Group have also taken advantage of and gotten leverage off of is, how do you actually pay SMMEs earlier instead of actually giving them the funding? How do you get them to generate more cash flow within their businesses? But then even within our ShopRite Next Capital space, we actually make sure that the suppliers that we've onboarded onto our supplier development program get paid earlier. Within our credits division as well, we've got resources and funding facilities and tools where suppliers can actually apply to get paid earlier so that they're able to then use and use their resources for and turn over their cash basically a few times in a month rather than waiting for the end of the month for a payment, and it assists them with working capital within their space. So within this report, we didn't really focus a lot on the funding piece because we do believe that it's a standalone piece where you're looking at, what does PO funding involve? What does invoice factoring involve? What does loan funding involve? What does equity? So there's quite a lot of pieces within funding that I do believe that it has its own, it has to sit in its own, where we actually look and deep dive into the different ways in which we can provide innovative finance solutions for SMME specifically. For this report to mix it with everything else, it was not really going to give it justice. So I do believe it is a topic that needs to be on its own and deep dived on its own.
Yeah, I get your point. It's more than just funding. It's more than working capital. It can just be early payment of invoices, helping with that cash flow. Believe it there. Maud Madisa, Enterprise and Government Relations Executive at ShopRite Group. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.